While asserting audit readiness and actually passing an audit are two very different things, the Army thinks it's made enough progress over the past few years to submit its full current year statement of budgetary resources to the scrutiny of outside auditors. Kristen Jones, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army for Financial Information Management, says the path toward that milestone included the full deployment of the Army's largest enterprise resource planning system, the General Fund Enterprise Business System, and several years of piecemeal examinations by independent accounting firms.
We've been working very closely with the independent public accounting firms and getting their feedback on what's ready and what's not. That audit exam will wrap up in the next couple of weeks, and I'm pretty confident that they will say that the control environment is sufficient for the assertion. That doesn't necessarily mean that we would get a clean audit opinion our very first go around. In fact, that would be a pretty miraculous feat. We'd love to be able to say that we would do that, but I don't think anyone in FMNC is guaranteeing that. But what I think we can say is that our control environment is sufficient to allow us to keep going forward, that we've learned a sufficient amount over the last couple of years to make the investment to bring in an IPA to do our audit, and that we will be moving ever closer to the 2017 goal of having all of our financial statements audit ready. Again, that doesn't mean a clean audit opinion the first time, but it means that we are making substantial progress, that the Army has never been able to audit our books in 240 plus years, and now we're going to be able to assert that we're ready to do that for our appropriated funds within just the next couple of months. To me, that's a pretty big deal.
Congress has told the Defense Department to have its entire consolidated financial statement ready for audit by the end of fiscal 2017. The interim requirement for 2014 is a full SBR audit, and the Pentagon has already acknowledged it won't completely achieve that task. Instead, it hopes to have most of the department ready for that partial audit, but only based on statements reflecting the current year's financial information. The Marine Corps became the first military service to pass such an audit earlier this year. Jones says the Army has taken lessons from the Marines' experience, including the need for robust IT systems with internal controls that are strong enough to be trusted by auditors.
For the Army, one of the key things that the controls in our ERP systems will allow us to do is to reduce the number of samples that we have to give to our independent auditors once we go under audit. That may not sound like that big of a deal, but for the Marine Corps, who is significantly smaller than the Army, they had so many samples their first year under audit that they basically had to stop. They couldn't even get to the point where they could get an opinion. They've now progressed through that, have the first clean audit opinion for a defense service, and so they're well on their way, but it was a very steep learning curve because of that. If the Army can rely on the controls in our IT environment, it reduces the number of samples, and we have a chance to actually get through an audit. It means that there's less work on the workforce having to pull all those samples, less cost to pay an IPA to conduct the audit. And while we've got these milestones in 14 and 17, this is a continuous process from here to eternity at this point. Once we assert audit readiness, we'll be doing that every year after. So if together we can maintain an auditable controls environment that forever reduces the cost of keeping the Army audit ready.
And unlike the other military services, Jones says the Army decided it could not reach auditability while relying on legacy financial systems that were never designed to meet government accounting standards. Its primary ERP, GFEBS, has been fully deployed to Army locations in more than 70 countries since 2012. A follow-on program to handle classified programs, GFEBS Sensitive Activities, is in the planning stages after navigating through a bid protest.
We've had great leaders in PEOEIS, where all of these systems are managed. The PMs are all board select. They're all great folks doing a super job. And we've had very strong system integrators. However, taking aside the IT community for a second, I think what makes us really different is the tight connection between the functional community and the IT or acquisition community. Because unlike a weapon system where there's only so many ways of handling a particular project, physics are going to determine how far a missile can fly, for example. There's so many different ways you can do it, but they're not limitless. With a business system, there's so many different dimensions that have to be considered as you're building these systems, as you go from requirements to very detailed system specifications. And it takes that tight partnership to get that done right. We have to have the financial community embedded all the way through systems like GFIBS and GFIBS SA, even GCSS Army, where it's the logistics and financial management folks working together with the PM. And if we didn't have that, I don't think that together we would have had a product that was acceptable to the user community.
Jones says Pentagon and legislative mandates for auditability were a key driver toward getting GFEBs up and running. But as the defense budget has become more and more squeezed, it and other systems that finally give the service access to real-time accounting data are beginning to show operational value to Army leaders outside the financial management community.
With our old systems, we couldn't use data in the same way that we can with the new technology. So when we needed a particular data element, we had to cram it into whatever fields were available in that system. And as a result, we didn't have apples-to-apples comparisons. We had bananas and giraffes and all kinds of things all mixed together in the same data field with our old systems. What that meant is that it would take months, or maybe we wouldn't ever be able to answer questions like, how much does it cost to have a brigade in Afghanistan? Or what's the cost of readiness? Or any of those big questions that our senior leaders are asking. What was most interesting to our commanders was better business intelligence. They didn't really care as much about the fact that we were going to be auditable when they're looking at these force structure changes, operational readiness issues, civilian furloughs. They wanted to know, how do I spend my next dollar? What are the decisions that I need to make? And what information do I have that helps to make them in a smart way? In my mind, what that means is that we should be getting out of the era of salami slicing when we have budget cuts. We have the information to make smarter decisions if we can leverage the capabilities in our ERPs.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.